the number of Mechshelim in Ariolai and the number of Mechshelim Arizu. So even though he doesn't do it in a perfect way, he doesn't follow up the Derech HaTshelim in a perfect way, but at least there is a certain correspondence, a certain resemblance between his approach and the approach of Mechshelim. So Memele, because of that, it comes within the Mishpat HaLoshin of Nidus Kshelim. But there is a machlekes between the Ran and Tesis. In other words, whether if somebody makes an eder of Arizu far removed from the Azore, so according to the Ran, it's not valid, and according if he says Knidus Kshelim, so it's not valid, and according to Tesis, it is valid. Right. Now, Mivio Chum Azore, Lab Azore Mamish, She Osu Lehovi Chum Azore. Elo bePesach Hazor. Elo bePesach Hazor. So the Ran says here that one would not be allowed to bring the Chum Lazor Mamish because of the Iser of bringing Chum Lazor. The Rashbam Chum says that he brought it in the Azor Mamish and he didn't involve an Iser of Chum Lazore, because when is there an Iser of bringing Chum Lazore if he doesn't intend to make it into Hegdesh? But if the purpose of bringing the Chum Lazore is that this Chum should turn into Hegdesh, then there is no Iser of bringing Chum Lazore. So in other words, the Rashbo in Chum is Chelik, on the Ram. Yes, what is it? Of course it's Osa. But according to the Rashbo, it's all if he brings the Chum Lazore for the purpose of making them Hegdesh, of being Magdeshet, there is no Issa of Chum Lazore. In other words, when is there an Issa of bringing Chum Lazore if the purpose is that it should remain Chum? But if the purpose is to be Magdeshet, there is no Issa in bringing Chum Lazore.
In general,
so there's something else. Rishlokish, Rabbi Yechon, and Nozim. But there's nothing to do. I mean, with this machlik, there's nothing to do with the machlik. Is that the Ram? It's machlik is the Ram and the Rashbo.
No, I didn't mean the Rashbo. I meant in general to say that it's a
machlok
for the
Rabbanim. All right, that's a machlik is in the Mori Nozia, where the Chum Lazor is the Raisa on it. Now. נדוב נזיר אז מייקל נעים הקולים הרכשיר נסתב נזיר אז ואיסלן נכת ומוסל הקולה הורג אסן כשימה הצדיק ולא יגעסן אין סוברו ואוכל פירושי דיכול שנודע מתחיין זה כל כך כוונו שריצויו דילקל למייך שלו ונית הקולה what does he mean? In other words, in order to be ריצויו so he has to adapt the means that involves the very minimum of the color. So in certain itori so you have to make Arizu, but in Isires, as long as it's done with the proper motive, under the proper circumstances, and there is no other way of doing it, so then it's the Yidomo. Oshem Lato Tomish Yisrolim Nizinit Men Meshes Yisam Yon Yikom Men Chathchile. Uporas Yitzri Olai, Mir, Mloshin Pachas Kamayim, Bgirdan and Eilom, Lili Chachamar Eina, Nozer Na'azel Adi Shem Shinirosh Lishi Shemayim, Mishinosa Achet Shinitmo, Kishin Tei Nezrim, כשמסחרת למעשים הרואים, וכל מלא עם מזירה שמתחילו מסחר מנהל שלישים יאים, מביאים חום לעזור. לאו דווקא, שכל זמן שלא יתירו עם חום נזרוסן קיימס, וכבר ניסיין חייבו עליהם, אלו כי אין חום כמה, שמתייך שאין כוונו שם ריצויו, אף כבר ניסיין אינו ריצוי. אבל בהר גברה שבו מן הדורם, לקל למייחש, לא אחרי, שכי משהו איסו כוונו שם כך ריצויו, בתחיל ענן סעד לשם נסחר. So that's the first lashon. So the first lashon is that the Mishnah calls with Rav Meir, and Rav Meir says that neder is improper only in regard to neder, but in regard to nidoveh, so even Rav Meir will be made that it's proper. So that means, according to the first lashon, Rav Yehuda holds that even neder of Arielai is proper if it's done for the proper purpose, for the proper goal. All right. Now, the boy say me, then there's a second question. A few tell me Rabbi Yehuda. Ki koma Rabbi Yehuda benidove, bened aloi koma. So now the Gemara says, Lidogis. that the Mishnah calls with Rabbi Yehuda, and when Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda says that take mizeu mizeh nidah mishalim means only nidah, but by nedea, Rabbi Yehuda will be made that it's not far. Vakatone take mizeu mizeh nidah mekayim to nidah mekayim. Maish the nidah noloi, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dio mosebo litakole nidah benami dio mosebo takole. So Rabbi Yehuda time. Maybe if just Lazore, Magdisha Simcha, Tinach, the Dominic of Bonis, the Dominic Zeres Maikal Nema, the Billy Tiny, the Tanya, the Daymea, Sidim of Shaming, or you miss out in Lovic of Mahatos, the Fishina Kurish Bow, who maybe tackle all day. My way is in Andy Munis Nadin Zeres Lemoking, can she is high of Mahatos Lemoking? The Shimon Amel, not of Nozir, Elon, Mistadu, maybe Shlom, Mistadu, maybe Shlomi, Mistadu, maybe Tate of Abu Milachmo, Mistadu, maybe Abu Zira's law in his Nadu, he shall call Haiti, shall a hippo, Mashkot or Nevish. Omar Abai, Shimna Tzadik, Rapshimon of Zakapo, Kuloshi Dahasi, the Noza Haitia, Shimna Tzadik, Rapshimon of Damo, there was a capo, Berebe, the Tanya, there was a capo, Berebe, the hippo, Mashkot or Nevish, there be a Nevish Hotor Ze, El Zirat Nayayim, Validvorim Kalahema, Umaze shall Tirat Nayayim, Kohete, Hamtai Ratsim Koldova, Lakaskamo, the Hamo. Mikam Koyish, the tiny speaker Haiti. Vadin Kho, Binozetome, Ksiv. So, how can you learn out that even for being Mitzai Ratsnayayim, even if he's not in Ozetome, even if he didn't become Tome, so he's also a Haiti? So, the answer is even though the Posig deals with a Nozia that became Tome, so in that parashe where he became Tome, but so the Posig emphasizes his head. Because Shona Bechetu, but in Achaname, there is a Chet, he's a Chetei, even if he didn't become Tomei. But if he became Tomei, so he's doubly a Chetei, but he's a Chetei, even if he didn't become Tomei. Tone Nedim Kaim Rabbi Dosh, we call Rameya, we take from Zem Zeshneya Kolikia, me who bought Polika like Rameya, the Rameya call, the Nokat Nede, Hoadin Lenede, so you can Nede. So even native, so is it's better. Shiny native kolikia, all the day dafke neidei. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, so dafke neidei. Avol neidei is take mizeh umzeh. Take mizeh umzeh. But one thing we have to say that even according to the second lashon, that Rabbi Yehuda, who says that take mizeh umzeh neidei mishalim, so it's neidei mishalim. But neder mishalei is not the ideal thing. So that means Rameya holds that any neidev is even better than neidev mishalei. So any neidev is even better. But even according to the second lashon, Rameya will be made that a chete isn't. Even according to the second lashon. Only according to the second lashon. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that native of Mishalim is a better midah than in a native flower, and Rameya holds no, that in a native flower is better than even native of Mishalim. But also it isn't, even according to Rameya, according to the second version. Rabbi Yehuda Taimei, the Omar Dikshere Misavim Lovi Kaboni Shochevo, and Mitechkach in Ivri Minozia, Vichim Shal Kaboni Zuei Meisim Mikra Midoni, Dal Nilachmo Chomet Zikimu Minishal Matzah Chalza Kikin Rivuchim. Kom shi dachasim. Mi yom yom umam is dovei chon. Dil shim na tzadik, davke no zatome yushin nikra chayte. Vilab mishim dim tzai ratzmei, el mishim dim ischarit. Vilu rab shim rab zara kapo, af no zatoy ya nikra chayte. Mi yom kulon shobim di yiko chet bin ziris. But according to some, so if there is a chet only if he becomes tome, so he was machshil himself, and according to Rabbezer Akapo, even if he didn't become in Ozatome, and he didn't become involved in Mechshelim, so he's still a Chaytei, by virtue of the fact that he was Mitzayir Atzminayan. Vadim Chob in Ozatome, Ksiv Rabshim Rabbezer Akapo Porech, Yilu Shema Tzadik Lekashem Yideh, Diyu Kom Adavke in Ozatome Nikra Chaytei, Mishim Lishon Bechet, Sheetzir Atzmei, Vnikmo, Vyisur Edal HaNefesh Kodosh, די מחתומה בלכות קומה, הלו מיר דו משכותו, ויסו לוי, על הנפש לא מולי. So the Rani is explaining, how does Rav Elazar HaKapo know that when the Torah says, וחיפת על משכותו על הנפש, so the Torah means, even without Nozat Tomei, after all, this parasha deals with Nozat Tomei. So Meheir Chatei said, that he is considered a chete even if he didn't become Tomei, because there is a Yisur HaVikro, because the Alanefesh is superfluous. So from that he deduces that he is a chete even if he didn't become Tomei. But here the Torah emphasizes that he is a double chete. First, because he was Mitzayir Atzim Nayai, and also because he became involved in the Michshul, he became Tomei. Alright. Ho'emel ha'veirei, kenem kenech kenes, harele kenuyen likol, cheirek cheire cheirek, harele kenuyen lecheirek, nozik nozik paziach, harele kenuyen menzires, shvuso, shkuko, neida bimuru, harele kenuyen mishwe, harele kenuyen lecheirem, uvigoli lafu bistamosa, imajma chomi goveya, levishima kirim bichomi keyani, uviyuhude davki bimforesh cheirem, shomrikabayus, nisulikam fekulutori, נודה במוה הרי לו כינוי לשווה במוה כינו למש בשווה ספשי ויחסיבה יהיה למש ואחרי יסם ירושלמי ואי בקומה נודה במוה ובקומה שווה זה שקוק במוה אפול במורה בשיעד ישמי איתמה כינוי אין רבי איך אינו מה לא שנו מזה רב שמלו כשי מאיר לא ששבון לך חומר ויסני לבי וחילו אי מאיר וחידש אשר בוד המלוי בי כבי רוב המנבות ויתאי ממאי תקינו רבון הם כינוי דלוי מקור. So why did Chachomim have to coin new words? So the purpose was to prevent Hitzo Hashem Shemayim Vator. In order, so the Chachomim coined the new word of Canaan in order that Jews should not be accustomed to use the term Kom. What's wrong with using the term Kom? V'leim Kom. So the answer is Dilmo Makom Ladishem. V'leim Kom Ladishem. So we see, how chomor it is to be Meisi Shemayim Shemayim Vator. That the Chachomim invented certain words because if these words had not been prevented, so in the long run, certain Jews might be nichsha. By binichsha or in being Meisi Shemayim Vator. Vitani, Rav Shimon Eimer, Minayin Shoyim Arodom Ladishem Oyo, Ladishem Mincho, Ladishem Teido, Ladishem Shlomim, Talmudim Akob Ladishem. So the Torah mentions the term Kob before Ladishem. So from that we learn out that when a person is Magdish Kob, he should first say Kob and then say the Shem, not say first the Shem and then Kob. Vikalachim, Umazesh on Israel, Askishim Shomai, Allah Kob, Omrotei Rokob Lashem. So the Vatol Allah has come over him. Now, Loshin Ume is the core form man wish, Shabon Chachom, Shachit Shem Yudah. You are Malashem on the call, and Shemoch Atik the Kenem, Kechad Lai me Kenem Bechut, Dua Makom, Om Malashem, Tel Mishin Likho, Uvichom Im Name, Afal Gav, Di Bihud El Isagle. In other words, why couldn't the Chachomim be Misakein that a person should just say call? The answer is because Jews were so accustomed to say, to mention the Shem in conjunction with call, so this kind of itakone would have been without any avail. So they had to coin a new word, and in new word, so the Jews never accustomed themselves. So mimele, that was the reason as to why they coined the new word. So the Gemara says, should we say that the machleik is between Rabbi Yechon Rishlokis as to whether kinuyim is loshin lochem or kinuyim is loshin shibod hachachomim is a machleik is tanoim b'sham ayoim rim kinuyim kinuyim asurim or b'silayim rim kinuyim kinuyim mutorim maila. What is kinuyim kinuyim? In other words, that is it's more adulterated. So my love, man doma kinui masurin, kinui kosova, kinui moshi umise. So me mele itosa. Because if kinui moshi umise, that means that the nochrim who lived in Eretz Yisrael, so they adapted the jargon of Lashon HaKodesh. So it's an adulterated Lashon HaKodesh. So what is kinui kinui? So certain goyim, so adulterated the Lashon HaKodesh one way, and then other goyim adulterated even more. But what's the difference? So it is a lashon because goyim talk that way. So it doesn't make any difference how far removed it is from the original Lashon HaKodesh, because goyim talk that way. So it doesn't. So mandoma kinu kasuin kosovat kiloshomi u mandoma mutorim kosova lashon shibodim chachomi. So in other words, so that means that the chachomim coined the kinuim. And then the kinui konuim originated in an adulteration of the lishenes that the chachomim coined. So mele, since it's not spoken and it is a lashon because the chachomim coined that lashon, so only if those lishenes are used intact, but not if these expressions themselves are further adulterated. So the Gemara says, "Loi, the kula alme kinuim lashon umesei." ובשם אי סברה בהננם משתי רומס ובסיל סברה בהן אלוי משתי רומס ובו יסיימה בשם אי סברה גזרינו כינוי כינויים משם כינויים ובסיל סברה לא גזרינו כינוי כינויים משם כינויים. Now, so it's not מסתבר to explain the Gemara. The Gemara says the כול העל מכינויים לא שינו מסי ובשם אי סברה בהן אינם משתי רומס ובסיל סברה בהן אלוי משתי רומס, that there is a מחלקס in a מציאס, whether the רומס האילום that lived in Eretz Yisrael, whether they used these expressions of כינוי כינויים or they didn't use. I mean, how could there be a מחלקס on that? So obviously it was used, but כינויים, if, let's say, if the כינוי כינויים had been a new language, then it wouldn't make any difference. There wouldn't be any machlekes. So what? It wouldn't make any difference what kind of an expression it is. But it's not a new language by itself. It's a jargon of Lashon HaKodesh. So it's an adulterated Lashon HaKodesh. So Bisham I say, Behananame Mishtayumis. Even though, in other words, even though there is such a great difference between the original Lashon HaKodesh and the Kinui Kinui, such a great difference, so, but it's still considered like Lashon HaKodesh. We see the Tesis and the Bei says that Kinuyin has a din of Lashon HaKodesh, and even if somebody doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, but if he uses these lishenes, these expressions, so the neder is valid. So we said, but he has reference to the case where he intends to take it out, but he doesn't know what each word represents. So we have a halacha that giptisli giptim, so is yotzo, but giptisli modim is lo yotzo. That's like Abi Krishme, all the things that are memorim b'choloshim. So you can be a kriyashma if you recite it in English, but only if you understand English. But suppose you don't understand English, but you know the contents. You know the contents of Kriyashma. You know Lashon Kodesh. So you know what is mentioned in Kriyashma. And then somebody will transliterate it in Hebrew letters. In English, in Hebrew letters. He'll transliterate it. And he'll transliterate it for you. And you don't know what that here means Shema. And Echod means one. But you know that altogether you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So you're not it. But Lashon HaKodesh, if somebody will recite it, and even though he doesn't know what it means, so he still gets it. So there is one Lashon HaKodesh here that says that if somebody will take in Eder, in the Kinuyim, even though he doesn't understand the meaning of each word, so it'll still be valid in Eder. But if he takes in Eder in English, So only if he knows the meaning of the words. So we see from Teisves that Kinuyim is Loshon Shavod HaChomim, so it's considered like Loshon HaKedesh, because it is his Yagon of Loshon HaKedesh. So Memele, the Pshat could be, he says, the Kulal, Bishama is of Bahaninami Mishtayomis. Of course, everybody agrees that there are some Goyim who use these expressions of Kinuyim Kinuyim. But, So because of that, Bishamai say, it still has a din of Loshon HaKedesh, even though it's so far removed from the original Loshon HaKedesh. And Bishil Sabre, Behane Loi Mishtayumis, not Loi Mishtayumim Tzias, they don't converse. But it's so far removed from the original Loshon HaKedesh, that there is a very slight resemblance between the words of Loshon HaKedesh and the Kinuyim Kinuyim. So Mele, it's not considered as the same language. Viboy say maybe Shama is Savri Gazrina Kinuyim Kinuyim. So in other words, according to second version, so even Bishamai agree that if there is very little correspondence, resemblance between the original words of the Loshon HaKedesh and the words of Dejagon, so then it's not considered in the same language. But Bishamai Gazrinon, because of his special thing. Now let's see. Ubisil Sabre Hoche Mishtaumis. Ubisil Sabre Hoche Loi Mishtaumis. Gleima. Da filo Mishtaioche. Lese Mika Loshin. El Minaye Mishtapshe Boche. Vilav Lishnel. Vilav Lishnel. Vikaimelon ki Rabbi Yechanan di Oma Loshinumese. Vikaimelon name the Kinuyi Kinuyi Miton. Kinuyi Kinuyi Miton. Now, so, according to Teisvei Shittei Daf Beis, that Kinuyim as a din of Loshon HaKedesh, so we understand very well this machleket between Bisham and Bisilel, because Bisil say, according to the first Loshon Gemara, Bisil say that it cannot have a din of Loshon HaKedesh if they are so far removed in the sounds and in the so it cannot be considered as Loshon HaKedesh. And Bishamai, according to Moshon, say it still can be considered Loshon HaKedesh. But those Rishenim who are Chilik Anteisves, and who hold that Kinuyim Loshinoche, so Memele it has a din like now the Ram now. The Ran, apparently, I think I mentioned it when I learned the first Ran, here in the Dori. The Ran is Chilik HaMishit of Teisves, because the Ran asks the same Kasha as Teisves asks, and the Ran does not give Teisves talents. So, in other words, and the Ran gives, the Ran, V'ikil Meidak, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shlochemei, Maishan, Yiporish, Anach Lishne, Dikenem, Kenach, Kenes, Dvei Mishol Lishne, Leime, Hanoidem, Choloshin, Treneda. So the Ran says in so many words that it is not as good as English or French. So it's definitely Chayli Kamteis Veshite. Now, so in other words, so the Ran Shite is that the jargon of Loshon HaKedesh does not have a din of Loshon HaKedesh. If it's Loshon HaKedesh, it has to be Loshon HaKedesh. A jargon, an adulterated Loshon HaKedesh is not a Loshon HaKedesh. It's not Loshon HaKedesh. So why is it effective? On the score of Sholin Shedis. So mainly it doesn't make any difference. So why just as English is a language? Why is English a language? Because the members of the English people speak that language. So the Goyim who live in Eretz Yisrael speak the jargon, so it's a language, but it's not on a higher level than Sholishen is according to Ran. So it's Chilik. Now, so the question is, how will the Ran explain this Gemara? According to Teisves, we understand the Gemara very well, because according to Teisves, so Kinuyim is effective on the basis of Loshon HaKedesh. So Mimele, if it's Kinuyim, it's so far removed. If it's so far removed from the Loshon HaKedesh, so it cannot be considered as the same language as Loshon HaKedesh. I don't know whether any one of you ever read Chaucer. So I mean, the English of Chaucer is so far removed from the present English that French is closer to the present modern English than Chaucer's English. So in other words, so this is the time. This is the reason as to why Bisilal say that Behanaloimishtoye, even if they speak that language, because it's far removed, there is a very little resemblance between the word Korban and Miknaman. I mean, there is mainly it cannot be considered as the same word. But according to the Ram, that it's not, Kinuim is not effective, B'teiras Loshon HaKedesh, but B'teiras Lishen is Agoyim. So, and the Chiddush is that even though it's a jargon, but people speak that way, so it doesn't matter. So, it has a din of a Loshon. So, and there are people who talk that broken language, that jargon, Miknamana. So what's wrong with it? So what's wrong with it? So apparently, even according to the Ram, that Kinuim do not have a din of Lashon HaKedesh. Kinuim do not have a din of Lashon HaKedesh. But they have a din of Shon Lishenes, but in as much as it is a jargon of a heretofore existing language, so Memele it can have a din of a Loshon only if it bears a substantial resemblance to that Loshon. In other words, if it is a new Loshon, not a jargon, if it is adapted as a new Loshon, not as a jargon of a heretofore Loshon, so then it doesn't make any difference. So we are not concerned what kind of words it is, it consists of. But if it is adapted at the very outset as a jargon of a heretofore existing language, so there has to be a substantial resemblance between the original language and the words of the jargon. That's a big chiddush. This is what Basil say behandlem shtayus. Alright. Hey chadome kinuye dindom. Toner Rav Yosef, miknamane, miknanachne, miknasne. Hey chadome kinuye dechirem. Toner mifshoye charokim charofim. Kinuye zires. So, toner Rav Yosef, marzakne, maznachne, mafich. Iboyo, mefchizne mai, mischizne mai, misazne mai. Omri Rabbi, vino Rav Ashe, kin me mai. Kinem koma, oidilmo, kinomen. Basam kama. So it's not an abaye what he means. Of course, if he didn't mean kenem, so then it's not privily bishofim. So obviously it has reference to the case where he says in his heart he meant kenem. But it has to be privily bishofim. So it has, we have to have the piv also. So since the observer could interpret kinme in the sense of kinomein, that is a certain kind of a basin, so even though in his heart he meant konomeis, so in mishmet alosh it's not considered the same kinem. Omale ravache brit rafchi ravashi kinema kinem shel tanegelim koma oidim alosh nekinem. So in other words, say here again, it's not an abaye what he meant. If we have to know what he meant, we should ask him. He certainly has the monies. So obviously, we asked him, and he said that he didn't mean kino shel tanegelim, but he meant Loshon Nikeinim. But since it has that mashmoes, so we could argue that it's not considered as a Loshon. Kinuyei nishmei chadamei shwil, shwusiel, Shkukiel, Shwil, Ben Gershem Mashem, because it's in the Rayomim, it's designated that way. Elo, Shvuoviel, Shvusiel, Shkukokoe, Mar. Omar Shmuel, Ashvise, Lomaklu. Omar Ashvise, Lomaklu. Ashkike, Lomaklu. Krinche, Lomaklu. No da bi mua agel kenoim. Tanya rav shinga mlei mei roim bi mua ilo maklum. Bi mum se dom a mua. De shmua ed et moish rabbeinu said agel kenoim lishui. Tanya rav shinga mlei roim no da mua ilo maklum bi mum se dom a mua agel kenoim lishui. Vorche pirish rav shinga mlei ufrish masis nosen. Chiton no da bi mua lo idi oma bi mua bruchut. El dom a bi mum se dom a mua. Tleima bi shmua shenish ba moish. Ki dechsiv ayel meish lo shevis seish. Umishmoch et nan no da bi mua di lo mash. Diloma bibeis, we have a king wish we. The heat nam bimume loisha yoma kein in beis, elo beis. Mue, ul hagir se hodelit nam, shwuse shkuka mume, ut nam nada bimume, mishum di shwuse shkuka nixorim mishmo, mashenki bimume, ul fi, shehein kinuim halukim, hipsik bene mene. This man, all right. Hoyne al khaveri leikhu shel khloch so de atuk yosois rashes gese is leikhu two words lamed alef the first word and then khu the rans gese is that it's one word and with the patach and with the patach now so according to all these rishonim who are geiris and I think most rishonim have the gese of lachu. So then we find a new word, I mean, in the Mishneh, that we don't find in the Tanakh. I mean, that lachum has the same meaning as loichum. No, Rashi's Girsi is loichum, I mean, not lachum. All right. Hoimei, but the Ran and the Rosh and Teisves, so they all say loikasin on loichum. But lachum with the patach. So in other words, so la has the meaning of lo. Hoim el lachum she eicheloch loy kosher viloy doche toer vitomei neisar upik loser. Now the Ran points out the difficulty, you say, Hoimea lachum. So lachum means loichum. So what is it? It's not chum. So it's kochi, hegdish, sheichelof, loi kosher. So that means oser, loi doche. Doche in Aramaic means toya. So loi doche means loi toya. So that means oser. So it's oser. So it's a loshen isa. So then it says, then we understand, tomei neisa, big loser. They all imply Rosh Nisa. But it says Toya also Osea. Monefshach, if Loitache is Osea, Doche means Toya. So Loitache is a Rosh Nisa. But Doche is a Rosh Neta, naturally, it's a Rosh Neta. So Toya, that's Doche. So there is a Girse. There is a Girse that Loitache, Latoya, Tomei, Neisa, Piglos. All right, so if we are geres latoya, so then we understand. Ki imre, ki dirim, it's not words, he is matfis. Ki imre, ki dirim, the kobones. Ki eitzim, ki ishim, ki mizbeach. So it's all dover anodu. So, ki heichal, ki roshalai, noda beachon mikom misham sham mizbeach. Afro pishal yiski akom, hari ze noda bekom. So it's a valid neder. Reb Yudei meir, hoima yoroshalai, now let's see the Ran. Lachun sheichaloch, lakoshe aladach, kulo bipatches alamet, krinol, umishumoche osea, dimishtame loichun alakob, loikoshe alosa, loidoche alosa, the ashkichon hoche, how do we know that doche means toeya, the ashkichon hoche gabiheta? Kidamrinan hey Yesid ben Yezer alil kamso shu dachon, so that it's toya. So we see the dachon means toya muta. Ukron amiksiv kol tzipeya tehero kleima muteres. So toya means muta. So latoya means osa. Hilkach ki oma loy kosher loy dache el osa koma. וכי תאימה, סודרן הסיקשי, וכי תאימה לא עושה משום איסקומה, ולא משום נדע, ויהב עלי כמעט ויזבידו ולא עושה, ולא ימיצה, כי הסיקשי, תו, דקלחו, מין סנטחו, אמין, נטלטו, לחו, אמין, לדוחה, לדוחה, לדחה, דחה מין סטויה, לדחה מין סנטויה, so not muta, so it means osa, but osa can be like chazer, like nevele, like treifet of osa. So nevele, why do we say this is a valid neder? Maybe it means osa like chazer. So nevele, the neder is not valid. V'lo yidu hil, v'dachal osa koma v'chiteime al osa, mishimuitsa koma v'lo mishim neder, v'havle kimatviz v'dov osa, v'lo yitza, that's the kashi. So now comes the teret. אפילו הוכה, כיוון דיקה למי מהוכה, ואיקה למי מהוכה, אז לימן לחומרי, וקיים אלון, סתם נידורים להח. Now, the mission of מלאכה זה קש. And קרני אירו considers this, this is very strong קש. Against the run. If the run in נידורים had agreed with the שיטה in שבועס, that there is only one עיקר הנדר, and that is התפוסה. And when you say, כי כזה עושר עליי, so it's valid, it can only be effective. Mitam yodes, because we are game of the demon. And we say, ki kaze oser olai, ki kom. But oser olai is no neder. And the only reason is why ki kaze oser olai is valid is because we are game of his demon. So then, that's the sheet of the Rani Shuis. So then we can understand this. So the Rani asks, after all, how can we say that it's oser, but after all, osa can be osa kipsa nevele, and can be osa kikom. So maybe he means osa kipsa nevele, kichazia. So he gives a teretz, no. Because stamli don lach. Stamli don lach. So as long, unless he explains it, so it's perusha lochim. But if he doesn't explain it, so stamli don lach. But the rand shitim nidorim is that there are two ikrimit neder. One Ikra Neder is when he's matvis b'dovar anod. And the other Ikra Neder is when he's... Another Ikra Neder is when he says Osar Alay. So Osar Alay is not valid on the basis of Yodis. No, but that itself, there are two ways how you can ask. Either you ask by being matvis in Nikom, in Hegdesh, so then there is a Chilu Kedusha and there is Mila and so on. But, and then there's another way of answering, by simply answering. So it's not mitam yodis. So this is the Iker HaNeder, to answer it by saying Osea. So how can he ask? Maybe it means Osea kipsach hazir, and then he says, because stami don lachmir. We don't have to resort to stami don lachmir, this is Iker HaNeder. Stami don, we would have to resort to stami don lachmir, if that wouldn't be Iker HaNeder. If the Iker HaNeder would be Osar Olai Kikom, but if Osar Olai by itself is Osar, that's Ikra Neder. So why does he have to resort to Stam Dorim Lachmi? To Stam Dorim Lachmi. So that's the kashe of the Mishnah Melech against the Ran. And the Karneiro says that it's a very strong kashe against the Ran. I think that we can answer it. In other words, the Ran holds. The Ran holds two, there are two Ikra Neder. One Ikra Neder is when he is matvis. And then it is chal by way of Chiluv Kedusha. V'orai there is Mile. So in other words, so in a limited sense, it becomes Hegdesh when you are matvis, the Kikya. The Kikya in Hegdesh. So it becomes Hegdesh, there is Mile. So, and then there is another Ikra Neder when it doesn't become, where there is no Chiluv Kedusha. But the person asks it. But since a person could answer it, by way of he could answer it as a dover anodo, and he could answer it as a dover also. So mimele, the Ran Shita would be, and that's not so strange, that if a person will say, and then he'll explain it, and he'll say that in his heart he meant that it should be osa like Psachazir, so it wouldn't be osa. So that sounds strange. How about Hanida Bechirem Vioma Lonudartel Bechomi Shoyam? Even though, I mean, usually when you say Chirem, you don't mean Chirem Shoyam. Or he says Etzem, and he explains it, that he had reference to a certain Etzem that he had hidden in his drawer. So there is a Loche of Perusha Lohokil. So why, in the case where he says Kikya Zeoser Alai, and if he will explain, and he'll say, I meant Oser Alai like Psachazia. Like Psachazia. So Mele, it will not be Oser, so it will be Perusha Lohokil. But the reason, so then you'll ask, so how do we have two Ikra Neda? If let's say in the case where he says Kikya Zeoser Alai, he still could explain. And say, he meant Osa Kipsachazir, so there is only one Ikra Neder. No, the answer is, there could be an Ikra Neder of Osir Lai without Atvose, where he could not explain it, Likule. Let's say, suppose, of course, that is not in accordance with the Shita of the Ritva, because the Ritva Shita is altogether different. But according to the Ram, so let's say, one Ikra Neder is when you are Matvis in Hegdesh. Well, you are matvis in Hegdesh. So you are matvis in something that is idover anodav. Either it's a concrete thing, let's say he has a certain korban and he's pinpointing to a certain korban and he says, kikya ze, there is a korban before him. And he says, ani kikya, kikya ze ko ze, like this korban, the korban ze. So he's matvis in the concrete korban, in the concrete korban. Or there could be atvose, in the abstract too, in the abstract korban, not in the concrete. Suppose someone says today, we have no kavanes, there is no bis hamikdash, but if someone will say, kikya ze, ki korban, even though there is no concrete object of the korban today, but he's matvis in the chalishem korban. But in either case, according to the Ran, it is hal by way of hatvose, and there'll be mile. Whether he is matvis in the concrete korb or he is matvis in the abstract korb, in the chalishem korb, so the neder is valid by way of chiluk dushi. Not only when he is matvis in the concrete korb, so there is chiluk dushi from the concrete korb and this. But even when he's matvis in the chalishem, in the abstract korb, like bisman hazeh, there is no concrete korb. So there is also a chiluk dushe, because the abstract also has an existence. You can touch it with, it's not a tangible existence. But now, bisman hazeh, we don't have a bisamikdosh, we don't have korbanes. That doesn't mean that korbanes doesn't exist in any way. In the abstract, the idea of the korb exists. It has an existence in the abstract. So memele, there could be atfose in the abstract. So then it is hal by way of chiluk gdushe. So the gdushe of the concrete object of the korban, or even of the gdushe of the chalishem, of the abstract hegdesh is a chalishem. So even the gdushe of the abstract hegdesh is hal and this kikya. That's one way. And then there is another way, not by way of chiluk gdushe, but by asering. But he has to aser it. He has to aser it as a dover anodo. In other words, if he asers it as a dover oser, I mean that there are many rayas in that machlekes achreinim, according to the shite that oser olai is an ikar neder by itself. So suppose he says oser olai kipsachazir. So there are some achreinim who say it doesn't matter. He already said oser olai. So then when he adds kipsachazir, it's verbiage. No, it's not like that. It's not like that, because it's not mere verbiage. Because even the Ikar Neder, this is the sheet of the Ran, the Ikar Neder that is not grounded in Chiluk Gdushe, in Atvose, but in the authority that the Torah gave a person to make something that heretofore was Muter, to make it Oseh. So actually, as the Ikar Neder is concerned, so he should describe how he wants to answer it, whether he wants that it should become, He wants to declare it as a dovah osea. In other words, let's say, of course it cannot be done, but a person in his whim so could decide to say that this kiker, which heretofore is heter, and the Torah didn't aser, that by his fiat, by his saying osea, it should be a dovah osea like usachazik. Of course, the Torah did not give a person that authority, but the Torah only gave a person the authority that by his fiat, by his declaration, he should make it oser as a dovah anoto. So in other words, so if he says, in other words, he wants that it should be transformed into something like psachazia, should be also like psachazia, just because he wants it that way. Well, he doesn't have that keach. But if he wants that it should become osea through his neder as a dovah anodo, so then it becomes osea. But that's not atvose, because atvose anyway has to be hal by way of chiluv gdushe. So the chiluv gdushe can take place either by being matris in the concrete hegdesh or in the abstract hegdesh, but in either way, so there is chiluv gdushe. Mashenkin, if a person says kiker oser, kiker zeh oser alai, ki dovah anodo, he doesn't say what dovah anodo. So then it is the ikar neder, and then there cannot be any chiluv gdushe, because chiluv gdushe from what? If he says kiker zeh kikom, whether he says kikom the concrete kom, or he says kikom the halei shem kom, so then there can be chiluv gdushe. But if he says kiker zeh osor alai kidovah anodo, so then there cannot be any chiluv gdushe. And you'll see in the second theory, the Ar Rishayim, not all Rishayim agree with that. But the Ar Rishayim hold that one can be matris in askores. Could one conceive of chiluv gdushe when he's matris in the askores? Why? Because askores, the gdushe of the askores is affected through his machshove and his dibur. I mean, many Rishayim say that the lishmo involves a verbalization too. In other words, it's not in all lishmos. Lishmo of get and lishmo of sivatoro, lishmo of askores. So the name is the vanodo. But the question is, true it's the vanodo. Fine, askores is the vanodo. But can there be chiluv gdushe of Hashem, of the gdushes Hashem and the kikar? It wouldn't even make sense. Couldn't even conceive. When the chiluv gdushe of become, we can understand. But chiluv gdushe of askores and kikar? I mean, it's a chayach to say. And why should there be mile? There is no mile in askore if someone is mishtamish in Hashem, so he'll be male. Male is in hegdesh. But the gdushe of the askore, that's a different kind of gdushe altogether. Still, some Rishayim say that there can be atfose. There can be atfose in shemes. There can be atfose in shemes, because it's dovah anodo. It's dovah anodo. But certainly not chiluv gdushe. The answer is, this kind of atfose is not atfose of chiluv gdushe. This kind of atfose means the asering in a certain way. In other words, the atfose in the askores is only a formulation of the character of the iser that he imposes upon the kicker. In other words, when he says kikazeh kaskores ivatere, according to Rishayim, that it becomes osea. So it's not that there is a chiluv gdushe of the shemes that is chal upon the kikar. That wouldn't even make sense. But it means he has to answer it, but he has to spell out how he answers it. So a person could bimtzias answer it verbally in two ways. Either answer it like Ibn Dovahosa and say say arbitrarily in his whim that it should become like Zachaziah. He wants it that way, all right, but it doesn't become. But he could answer it that it should become Oser as it over another. Then it becomes Oser. But, so in other words, so even the Ikar Neder that is not grounded in Atvose, it has to be Neser, has to be formulated, and it has to be Neser, like a dovah anodo. He has to say it. Now, if he says, Kikaze Oser like a dovah anodo, So then it's in Ikaneda. Then according to the Ran, it's not the Ikaneda of Atwasi, because there couldn't be any Chiluk Dusha. Chiluk Dusha from what? Dovranodo. There are all kinds of Dovranodo. There are all kinds of Dovranodo. But it is Chal. It is Chal because this is a formula. This is a way of answering it. But when the Ikaneda, the other Ikaneda, not the Atwasi, the Chiluk Dusha. So also, he has to spell it out. That he asks that is the Gavano do. So Memele, and if he says, Stamos are a lie, he doesn't elaborate whether he asks it as Chazir or he asks it as the Gavano do, so then it is also because of the Aloche of Stamidor Mahachmir. But in Ochname, if he says, Kikaze osar a lie, and then he explains, he said, in my heart, I meant Kikaze osar a kipsa Chazir, then he'll be muta. That's the Shitama. Right. Toya Tommy Pigon Meserosa, Kahi Adios of Israelis, because of Ena, Maike bin Toyoli Doche. In other words, you see, Rashi's Girsi is, Loy Toy, not Toy, but the Ranad Girsi that appears in our text, the Loy Doche or La Doche, Toy, not La Toy. So he asks, because of Ena, Maike bin Toyoli Doche, the Hibni Tommy Doche Bilamet. La doche, which means loy doche, michwal de loy lamed, loy mitza, vichim shachin ki yoma toya beloy lamed, loma yose, vali doche, targumi shel toya, vali doche, targumi shel toya. You see, in other words, the Ran points it out in a roundabout way. I mean, why couldn't he say, how could toya be a losh nisa, toya is a losh neta? Because if not for the raye, the doche is not a losh neta. So then we could say, because after all, in respect to what we usually apply the term Toya? In respect to Kochi. Of course, it could be applied to Chul also, but the term Toya Tomei is more commonly applied to Kochi. Kochi Meim, Kochi Teir, and so on. So Memele, we could say that if he says Toya, he means it should be like Kochi. Because there the Toya is of great significance. After all, by Chum itself, little significance. Because there is no Isa in eating Chum Tmeim. So, I mean, the Toya does not have such significance in Chum. It has great significance, great relevance in Kochim. So, Memele, we could say, when he says Toya, that itself in Mishpat Aloshim means like Kochim. So he mentions the Raya, someone of Shach, if it is like that, in connection with Toya, so it should be true of Dache too. And here the Mishnah says, La Dache is in Losh Neder, but Dache not. So we made it, only La Toya should be in Losh Neder, not Toya. Right. Vali Doche Takumi Shal Doyo, Umetzosi La Rambam Zal Befirkal Mechazim Dorim, Shekosav Toya Belamet, Vitomei Pigul Neisea Beloy Lamet, Vichei Nirali, Ikya, Vigasinan Hochem Maslisen, La Toya Belamed Nich Viloy Gasinon. So there is a girse with a lamed. Viloy Gasin Alei Nirali Mishim Ditone Lamed Bidache Lechosh Lemisni Bitoya. The Milse Di Pshitei Didache Bitoya Shovel Adode. The Chadim Lanehu. So in other words, so he says, even if we are not geiris, Loi Dache Viloy Toya Vitome Nesa Pigo. Even if we are geiris the way it appears in our text, Viloy Dache Toya. So then we have to say that the Loi or the La modifies not only the Dache, but it modifies the Toyota. So it's the same thing. We told him must listen to that dine. Tone the Choleicha Shu Maskir Shei, Shemashmo Sile Hetea, Tzoyer She Yaskir Bitrilose Lamed Bipatach, Umitza, Dimichlava to Shemeya Hem. So he has to mention Bitrilose Lamed. Then it becomes Osea because Michalala Tishimehem. According to the Ran, it's totally Machlekes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, as the Gemara says, but the Rambam Shite is different. So in other words, so if we say like Rabbi Yehuda that we don't need Taikov, that means Michalala Tishimehem. So here too, if he says Lachum, which is Loichum. It means not chum, so but what? Kochi. So mechalava tishmeihen, as Rabbi Yehuda says, mainly tzosa. But according to Rabbi Meir, mechalava tishmeihen. So even If he says lachol, which means not chol, but that doesn't mean that he says it should be kosher. Because b'cholav yat shmeyen. That's the shita zaran. All right. Umetzad b'cholav yat shmeyen. V'ay v'chum kosher dachet toyer. V'chol heicha shemaskir shem. שאומר יישא וישאיר ביקוצ'י כי גלתו מפיגל נישא ובאנם לשאיר כבר מפסוכו ביתחלו סונדד רבי יום לא בלמד יקל מימה ולתאיר כום אחד because if it's למד so it's לא תומי, לא תומי not תומי, לא פיגל not פיגל ובאנם נאמר אבל גב לא אומר כוב הדימיין even though he didn't say כי תומי, כי פיגל, כי נישא מיצרי, אפילו רב יהודי Rabbi Yudi is only chilek in regard to Yerushalayim, maybe Yerushalayim Lomaklum, but he doesn't say Tomei Pigel Neisa Lomaklum. The Rabbi Gmor and Mukma says Rabbi Yudi Kule Lafloche Bahanu Osa Beloicho Shekim Sheshmei Yimei Reisa Beloi Kof Nami Mitzah Lekula Ome Ava Gav Gmatzinu Lameima Dichroma Tomei Atrume Kom Echavi Vishayim Bo Nami Tume Vitare Ditrume Nami Hava Lidov Rosa Vichim Matviz Bo Lo Yitzak Lamin Mimore Ava Loche Kim Dike Lameima Nami Likotchim Kom Echavi Hava Lekistam Lidor Mahach והוד אותו לי, כי אם רקדירים כעצים, דהני כולי שמון מיר על שם ניסיה. ומשמו אחר אומר רב יהודה, דיבו אינו מרינו בקוף. So, when does רב יהודה require a קוף הדמיין, if he uses a word that it's, that does not have the notation of ניסיה. It's the name of an object. אם רקדירים כעצים. So then, I call it רב יהודה, only if he uses the קוף הדמיין. But if he doesn't use the קוף הדמיין, not. דילוי משמע, דילוי לא משמע דומה רוסה. מה שאין כאן פיגל ונעשה. So the ישר is implicit in the word. Not only implicit, it's imminent in the meaning of the word. מה שאין כאן פיגל ונעשה, דחים של ששמון על שי ישר, הרי הוא אימא כפיגל כנעשה. Wherever the ישר is imminent in the meaning of the word, then without the קופדימיין, it is considered as if there is a קופדימיין. ואם תקשורי, ואתנן בידוך מסליס אלוהים הקורב נאילו מנחו, ואף לא חתנן בו רבי יהודה מעטיר, ותאים לכול עד לאמרינו בחוף, ועמי, ועני שמון מיר יישא, ומי שני מפיגו ונעשא. So why is it that רבי יהודה requires a קוף הדמיין in a קורב נאילו, in מנחו? לאף קושי, שאילו אף על פי ששמון מיר יישאון, מכל מוקים, אין שמון על שי מסורון. שאוהים הבאים הזו אלו יחטוס, אין המסחבן בשם זה לא יסור, אלא שצורך לעסס ממנו דיני אלו יחטוס, איתו ידו ישלומים. מה שאין כאים בפיגו ונעשה, ששמונה להיהם, משום יסה בלבד. In other words, there is a difference. I don't know, I mean, what English words should be used. But maybe, you know, in English, I mean, you know, there's a difference between connotation and denotation. So let's say, so the Ran says that Eilo Mincho, Eilo Chatos, Mincho has the connotation of Isa. But not the denotation. It's not imminent. The Isa is not imminent, you see. Denotation means when that it's imminent in the meaning of the word. But Eilo Mincho Chatos has the connotation of Yisrael. But the Yisrael is not imminent in the word. Masheinke, Pigel Neisrael, so it's not only that it has the connotation of Yisrael, it has the denotation of Yisrael. It's the Yisrael is imminent in the meaning of the word. Ulfichoch, Kol Shoma, פיגלו נעשר עליי, כי כזה דבור מכיחין של עשר ומסחב, וכיבית לו כנעשר כמה, ומשמוכן מיצר, בלוי חוף, אפילו רב יהודי. אינם, תיימד רב יהודי בוי חוף, משמלוי חוף, ספיר עליי, דחי אמרי כמה. I mean, not to understand this run, we have to go over the Gemara of Yud Gimel, on the Dalaf and on the base. So he says, דבוי חוף, משמלוי חוף, ספיר עליי, דחי אמרי כמה. So then it has the connotation that he is just nishba in the life, in the imre. Well, then it's not valid. V'chein b'shore, u'mishimhoche b'tomei pigol neisa v'lishaya chai tomei v'bayecho v'oche mucha chai perushe b'gmora, d'itanya. Medim chachom l'rab yudeh, b'eimea hoko. So that word's chaykom. So in other words, it's nish ba b'chaykom. So that's nothing. It's not a shvui, it's not a nether, it's nothing. Kroim ha'adha gav de pliga alay b'ima kom grede. Do we chaykom koma? B'ima hokom is made alay. So the Rab Ibn Chachomim wa achilikar Rab Yudeh. So the Amidah, if you say hokom, so that's like saying chaykom. So then it's not valid. It's nish ba b'chaykom. כך נראה בעיני פירוש משנסינו, ורואי סיל רישיינים זל, שיעים ובוהר בי, ולהלו דובה מחבר לפידי. אורי, נעלו לומר. סוברו, מה...